Welcome to the Rotary Community Heroes of Hope. I'm your host, Judy Zulfikar, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my amazing co-host, Jamie Zinn, District Governor of Rotary District 5330. Together, we will take you on a journey to discover the incredible impact Rotarians have on our community and around the world. Get ready to be inspired by our Rotary Heroes of Hope.
Well, Judy, how are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Awesome. Well, you know, today we have a fantastic guest here to talk about the Rotary Ignite Festival.
I'm really excited about that one. There's so much that's built into this day.
It absolutely is. And this is going to be a whole new experience for our district. So we're going to get it off and started. And I'm so pleased to introduce our lovely past district governor, Don Casper.
Immediate past district governor.
That's right.
Can't forget that little I there because it's a big deal.
I get to hang on to it for about four more months.
Right.
Oh, and then you'll be the real PDG and I'll be the IPDG. So
Rotary loves our acronyms, don't we?
Don't we? Absolutely. So Don, welcome. You are the chairperson of the Ignite Festival. So I am going to turn it over to you. Introduce yourself and go. Let's hear all about it.
All right. Well, it is an honor to be the chair for this event. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest events this district has ever taken on. And there are so many moving parts. There's so much that's going to happen on Saturday, June 15th. We are just overwhelmed, but having a great time putting it together. And, you know, this is for all of our district Rotarians, for their families, for their kids. And most importantly, it's an outreach to our community and saying, hey, come out, visit with us, get to know us, get to know what Rotary is all about, and maybe think about joining this wonderful group that we have and the great work that we do. So it's going to be great. Lake Skinner is the place to be on Saturday, June 15th. We're going to start at 10 a.m. It's going to run until 6 p.m. And there's just so much that's happening. I don't know where you want me to start, but my goodness. Let's start with entertainment. There is going to be entertainment all day long, and we've got a lineup that's fantastic. But the most important part, the highlight of the show, is that we have, thanks to our district governor, Jamie, we have One Voice Children's Choir that is making a stop on their tour and coming and seeing us. It's going to be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you've never seen them, first off, go on the website and take a look, watch the video. But my goodness, these kids are amazing and it's going to be so much fun.
Where did you get to know One Voice Children's Choir?
I actually saw them perform up in Salt Lake City when I attended a Zone Institute. And I was just so impressed with them. Even talking about it is very emotional for me. They are a wonderful group, and they're a nonprofit. The gentleman, Masa, who started them, saw a need for at-risk children that had vocal talents. And so he brought these kids together, and they're from the ages of 4 to 18, and they are phenomenal. They are so talented. They are known worldwide. They've performed internationally, obviously here in the States. I even found out the other day they were on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
And why they didn't win, I do not know. Because they should have won, but that's for another story. But
it comes right into alignment with all of the great things that we do as Rotarians with our youth. And it comes into alignment with the purpose of the festival, which is about celebrating the year and all the things that you've done, that our Rotarians have done during the year that you've been district governor, correct?
Well, absolutely. It is that, but I'd also like to add to it that obviously with this outreach, we hope to make this a profitable festival and the monies that we get from that to go towards the mental health initiative that I've been working on with all the Rotarians in the district this year. So that's a key point because I think our community acknowledges that we still have stigmas around mental health and we really want to bring a solution as we have brought the solution to human trafficking. Awesome. So in addition to all the entertainment, Don, what are some of the other things that everyone can experience when they come to the Ignite Festival?
Well, I guess the next biggest part of the festival is the fact that we're going to have a Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned competition, thanks to DGE. Judy, we've got the real deal coming in. We're probably going to have, well, first off, there's four categories. They're going to be cooking chicken, pork ribs, pork, and brisket. There's $8,000 in prize money. There's going to, and the people that are competing are earning points for the year for the KCBS. They want to be the team of the year.
Absolutely.
We're going to have somewhere between 25 and 30 competitors. And along with that, we're going to have a separate non-KCBS competition that our own Rotary clubs can get involved in.
You're making That'll me be hungry. I know. It's
yes.
About lunchtime. We're like, oh, I'm really getting hungry. And I love the idea of the teams from the clubs. We have 60 clubs in our district. That's going to be a fun competition between our clubs to get involved in a whole different way than they've ever had the opportunity to at a district conference.
Absolutely. And we can see who's got some barbecue skills.
Well, and I know the Rotary Club of Temecula has already signed up their team. So they've laid down the gauntlet. They're ready to compete against all those other teams around our district.
And I think we're going to have quite a few. As I've been going out to the clubs, it's piqued their interest, no question. So
it's going to be a fun time. And you've got the pros out there, and everyone that buys a ticket and comes to the event gets two samples from what the pros are putting together. And that's going to be really awesome. I'm looking forward to it. There's nothing like pork ribs. My goodness.
I know. It's one of my favorite. I am a little bit biased, but we also have all kinds of other food vendors out there. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, sure. This is going to be a big event. We've got food vendors. So far, we've got the Rush Coffee and Pastries. We've got Q's Tacos, Churros on Wheels, Wetzel's Pretzels, who can turn that down?
Okay, there you go. That's
where I'm going to be.
Wetzel's
Pretzels. We've got Cali Porker Barbecue and Modern Asian Fusion. And we're hoping to have 10 to 12 vendors out there. I know the team is still working frantically on that. But when you eat all this great food, you got to have something to drink. And we're going to have a beer garden that is sponsored by Dusty Roads and the Norco Rotary Club. They're coming together to put together the beer garden for us. We're also going to have an assortment of wineries out at the event, sampling their wares. So far, we've got three signed up. And we've got Fazelli Winery, Danza del Sol, and Mesa de la Vina. I can't say can drink it.
We got some good tongue twisters
I'll
be good.
And another cool thing that we've got going on, all the food vendors and the beer and the wine, but it's going to be a hot day. You might need a bottle of water. And if you need a bottle of water, we have got the Rotary Life kids from the San Bernardino clubs. They're coming in and they're going to be selling water. And 100% of the proceeds is going to their program. And if you're not familiar with Rotary Life Kids in San Bernardino, you need to check this out. It is an awesome program that's been around probably 10, 20 years, and they do such a great job. I enjoyed visiting with them during my year as governor, and these kids are awesome. So
it's a great example of all the different, because I believe we have a lot of different clubs that are coming out, not all of our clubs in the district, many of them are coming out to talk about their specific programs in their clubs. And this is a really great example. So the Rotary Life program from San Bernardino, and we're inviting all of our clubs to come out and really show the community all the great work that we all as Rotarians are doing in Riverside and San Bernardino counties.
And the opportunity is there for any club to get a booth and to show what they do, and they don't have to go by themselves. They can match up with the local clubs. Like out in the desert, I believe Indio Noon and Indio Sunrise are working together to put a package together and show what the club does, what good work they do, and introduce themselves to the general public who will be coming and attending the event. And anybody, anyone that's interested in getting their club involved, Al Rubio, who's the district membership chair, he's leading up the charge on this. Reach out to Al and he'll get your booth space taken care of. But it's a chance for the public to come out and see who we are and what we do and get an exposure to all the great clubs and all the great projects. There's so many projects that we work on.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this is the best way for people to do something with their families and with their grandkids, you know, and that's a real important focus for Rotary, is to make sure that we are inclusive and that we can do things with our families. So hence why we're sort of changing it up this year and doing something very different.
Absolutely.
Speaking about doing stuff with your families, we're going to be doing several service projects on the property. So Rotarians, non-Rotarians, families, everybody that's going to come and join this event has the opportunity to really put their hands on doing some good work for our local communities. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Don?
Yeah, sure. We're looking at having 4 club service projects over the course of the day. Jackie Chapman, who is our district youth protection officer, is heading this up. But we're looking for 4 clubs to get involved or to pair up with other clubs. And it's really similar to the projects they do with RILA and with Pride, putting together packages that are going to go to a good cause. And they're really trying to get this stuff put together. But it gives our Rotarians and the public a chance to hands-on get involved, whether it's packing a bag of needed supplies that's going to go out to one of the shelters or just something like that. It's going to be really good to get your hands involved. I mean, and every year when we have the district gathering, when we try to do something that everyone's rolling up their sleeves, and it is what we're all about. It's service above self.
And it's really funny you should bring that up, because Judy and I were just talking this morning about getting youth involved and people just in general of doing something for others and how it creates the positive serotonin in your brain and it makes you feel good. And it is. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It gives you an opportunity to really give back. But what we find, and I think why Rotarians are Rotarians and why we see so many so dedicated to everything we do, is because no matter how much you give, you always get more back than you ever put out.
Absolutely. And, you know, every Rotarian has a story of their aha moment, the moment that they're doing something and giving back to the community and it hits them. This feels good. This is what I'm meant to do. And this is what it's all about, being a Rotarian. And then I'm loud and proud about why I am involved with this organization. So it's a great feeling. And we want to give that opportunity to the general public. Come see what we do.
And this is a one-day event. However, we are at this beautiful Lake Skinner facility, which has all kinds of camping opportunities. So you can bring your tent, you can bring your RV, you can camp on Friday night, Saturday night, stay for Sunday, enjoy Father's Day. I know it's Father's Day weekend. There's fishing there. There's a splash pad for the kids. And we have a lot of things for kids as well that's incorporated into our event.
Well, you know, it's really fun. We're going to have youth activities, and we're also going to have family activities. The youth activities, first off, we're going to have 2 fun houses, the fun bounce houses. And they're 2 different ones. They showed me the designs on them and what all they have. And I said, okay, well, let's do one of this and one of this. Let's have 2 of them out there.
Wait. No adult? No adult? I want the adult one.
We haven't got to the adult part yet. But the youth activities, we're going to have 2 of the fun bounce houses that have access to the splash pad, which is very, very popular at Lake Skinner. And they've come up with a whole array of ideas that are going to happen over the day, course of the day. Potato sack races. They're going to have a nature scavenger hunt. They're going to play cornhole. There's going to be face painting, coloring, a boardwalk challenge, which is an activity that they do up at RILA. They're going to have board games like Uno, Jenga, Go Fish, Connect Four. I always liked Connect Four. But there's all these activities that will be happening over the course of the day. And then all activities will break. And there will be no activities going on when One Voice Children's Choir is on the stage. Because all the kids are going to be having fun. But they want to see this amazing group. So they'll take a break, go see the show, and then they get back to face painting and coloring. And for the adults or the families, because can't say the adult activities, but for the family activities, we're going to have a cornhole challenge. We're going to have horseshoes. We're going to play some bingo. We've got a giant Jenga game.
Oh, fun. I love those.
Oh, I tell you what. And then it comes tumbling down and it might shake the ground. I don't know. We've got a paper airplane challenge. How far can you throw your...
You got to create
your paper airplane and hope that it flies and it flies the farthest.
So we're calling all the engineers out there. You must come compete.
We found a game called Flickin' Chicken.
Flickin' Chicken. Now that sounds interesting.
Right?
You've got your rubber chicken. You stand so far. You stand in a circle and there's a target in the middle and everyone gets a chance to flick their chicken. And whoever gets to that bullseye is going to win a prize.
Oh, my goodness. Flicking chicken at the barbecue competition. There you go.
Well, I saved the best for last.
Uh-oh.
We just added to the lineup toilet paper roll toss.
Oh, that'll be fun see how far it'll go unroll.
So you've got a big target in front of you, and you're so many feet back, and you're taking your toilet paper and giving it the toss, and can you get it where it needs to be?
And do we want to describe what it's being thrown into, or is that left to our imagination?
Well, let's see. One of the porta pots will be have the door open.
Uh-huh. There you go.
But it's a lot of great fun activities for the whole family. Bring the kids out and they can play in the fun house, the bounce house, and do the coloring and do the face painting. And then the parents can be playing bingo and the giant Jenga, and everybody can get a sample of wine and get a beer. And also, with your registration, when you come in, we've got souvenir mini beer mugs and mini wine glasses. So as you come through the gate, we're going to ask you, you want a beer, you want a wine? And we're going to give you your souvenir glass or mug. And then you go get that filled up and keep drinking all day. And it'll make the giant Jenga even more fun later on.
Always. So what's the price point on this lovely day of fun activity for family and friends?
I'll tell you what. The price point is really, really reasonable. I'll tell you what. The price is for adults, it's $75 per person. And for youth that are 6 to 15, it's $45. And children under 5 are free.
Pardon? 13.
Oh, it is 13? Okay.
6 to 13.
6 to 13, our special deal. $45 and then $75 for adults. Now, what do you get for that? Okay, you get entry into Lake Skinner. You get access to all of the activities that will be going on. You get samples from the barbecue competition. You get samples from the beer garden or the wineries. And you get all this entertainment that is happening all day long, beginning at 10 a.m. We've got a friend of Rotary, a Rotarian, Larry Potter, who is a DJ, a singer, a songwriter. We've got Amy Scruggs, who is a country music artist, a TV host, and an expert in media and communications. We've got Forward Motion Band, which are going to be doing the hits from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s.
Also a Rotarian.
And then we've got, this should be fun, Mike Vaccari. He is coming in and doing his Can I Be Frank show, which is a tribute to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
Blue
we're
kind eyes.
Of kidding. We're getting all the different genres.
And then we're going to have we'll have the official passing of the banner from DG Jamie to DGE Judy. And we're going to give out $8,000 worth of awards for the KCBS presentation, who had the best pork and the best ribs and the best brisket. All that's happening, and it's only $75. You got access to the splash pad. You can go fishing. You can do anything that Lake Skinner has available to you and enjoy all this great food and enjoy all of this entertainment for $75.
Sounds like a deal.
It's a great deal.
So where can people buy tickets?
Well, if you go to our website, which is www.district5330.org, up in the top, when you hit the homepage, there's a top button that says Ignite Festival. Press that button and you will find all the information that you need. You want to know about the entertainment, want to know about the youth games, the adult activities or family activities. Everything is there on the website, and you can buy your tickets right then and there on the website, and they'll be waiting for you on June 15th when you come to the park. Also, if you'd like to help support Rotary and support this event and what we're trying to accomplish to address mental health, there's another button on that website that says sponsorship, And if you would like to sponsor this event, there's a number of sponsorship levels. Or if you just wanted to give $25, do it. Every dollar helps. And, you know, as DG Jamie has said, you know, mental health is a serious issue here in the Inland Empire, in our district, in Riverside and San Bernardino County. And Rotary wants to help address that situation. So a $25 donation, a $50 donation, whatever, every little bit helps and is appreciated, because we got to face this issue. We need to do something about it. And Rotary believes in getting involved and getting things accomplished. So we are people of action.
We are, and we keep moving forward, and this is going to be a fantastic weekend. We encourage everyone to come. You know what? You need to come the night before so you can be rested up, and you need to stay the night after because you're going to be so exhausted. So get out there, register for the RVs and the campsites. And, you know, Don, why don't you share with our viewers, or listeners actually, why don't you share with them what they can do if they do want to go camping, and what we have for RVs available?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have reserved Campground A, which is right adjacent to where the party's going to be. We have 79 spots there. It's open for the two nights, so you're going to be there Friday night and Saturday night. Make a whole weekend out of it. The prices are going to range between $250 for the two-night stay to $290. It depends upon whether you need a full hookup, a partial hookup, or no hookup at all. But you got 3 days, you got two nights, and you get two entry tickets. So that's $150 right there that's wrapped up into that price. If you're interested, there's information on our website. We have a number of renters online that you can get your RV from if you don't have one of your own. There's two that we have been dealing a lot with. One is J-Bug, and I think the other one is C2RV, I think it is. But I tell you what, the information is on the website, or you can reach out to Dwight Zinn, who happens to be the first man of the district. And he has been working really hard. He's got his RV registered and ready to go. You know, we also have two hotels in the Temecula area that are sharing a Rotary rate for anyone that doesn't want to do the RV thing or pitch a tent. And that is the Hilton Garden Inn and Home to Suites, which are both in Temecula. It'll probably be about a 15-minute drive, 20-minute drive to get out to Lake Skinner. But if you don't want to pitch a tent or sleep in an RV, you know, there are alternatives for people who are like that. But yeah, I've got my RV rented and my spot secured and ready to go.
I think that's pretty amazing that you can rent the RV. They'll bring it in, they'll drop it, they'll have it ready and cleaned for you. You walk in the door like you walk into a hotel. You have your wonderful time and in the RV, and then you walk out the door, and they'll pick it up, take it away. We own our own RV, and I tell you what, most of the work is in getting it ready and getting it set and getting it out. So it's really nice to have that opportunity as well.
It's amazing. I did not know that they did that, and then the more we started working on the planning, it's like, well, that's like going to a hotel. Give me
it
my
is.
Keys.
Yeah.
And I got pots, pans, and towels, everything I need. And I just get up and drive away, and they come and take it. And thank you.
Yep.
It's a great deal. It's a great deal. You know, you ought to take a look at spending the whole weekend there. There's so much that can be done at Lake Skinner that, just get away with the family and have a weekend with us.
Yep. And if you want to do more days, that is possible as well. And Dwight can certainly help them with that information to get them to the right place to add more days to it.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you coming out, Don, and telling us all about this wonderful event. We're very excited for it. Give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's www.district5330.org. This is going to be the biggest thing that this district has done. 10, 20 years. I mean, this is just amazing. And the leadership of DG Jamie, her insight, her vision, and there's a big group of us who are trying to make that vision happen and make it a reality. But, there's a ton of moving pieces, but it's so much fun. And once we get to the 15th, I mean, we're like 85 days away, but once we get to the 15th, it's going to be so much a blast. Everybody's going to have a good time. And you know, before we know it, it'll be over and we'll be going, wow, that was something else.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. And I hope that all the Rotarians listening, get to the website, order your tickets, and come out and party with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just can't wait.
Well, and I don't want anybody out there to be sitting there saying, boy, I wish I was there. We want you to say, boy, I am glad I was there.
That's the
right. So come on out, Don, Judy, and to all of the committee. Thank you all for everything that you're doing to make this vision a reality.
Well, we're very excited about it, and we're glad that the community is going to join us and really see what Rotary is about and what fun we have while we're helping our communities.
Exactly, exactly. So, well, thank you.
So that wraps up this episode of Heroes of Hope. We are so happy that we have an audience out there listening. We want you to subscribe, share, and tell your friends about the Rotary community Heroes of Hope, because that's how we get the word out about the impact we're having in this world.